But first, let's talk to the Cowboys owner and general manager. He joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning, man. How are you?
Morning. Good. We got a lot of things to discuss.
It is.
Yeah, we do.
It is.
And we got a lot of things to discuss with you, not the least of which the first preseason game the other night, which you guys lost. Didn't know how you felt about that or if you even cared.
Well, it is not going as as well as we were hoping it would. I'm tired of losing preseason games, and I think that if Jason Garrett, if he loses one more preseason game, I'm going to go ahead and fire him and put Charlotte Britches in there.
In the preseason?
In the preseason, right. She will show him how to win a preseason game.
Well, they don't matter, Jerry.
Coach. Well, they matter to me. And let's get them straight.
Okay. All right.
I am the final authority on what matters and what does not matter with this team.
Yeah, George.
Okay. I understand.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Did you like those three Super Bowls?
Well,
did you like those three Super Bowls?
I barely remember them. It was so long ago.
I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, we had a controversy at training camp a couple of weeks ago when you guys played the national anthem before the first official practice, and you did not remove your cap. Why was that?
Well, the league doesn't want me to talk about that.
Well, I think the you league, can talk about it with us. I think it'll be okay.
Okay, Mr. Mike Ducey. You're trying to lure me into controversy.
Well, no, I just think we want you to address our theory, which is we thought you were worried about your
well,
hair.
I couldn't take my hat off, okay? You want me to tell you that?
Well, yeah, we want. You. Yeah, why?
I couldn't take my hat off. Well, I don't want to get into why I couldn't take my hat off.
Was but everybody wants to know because you're so...
I understand that.
I mean, you're telling the players that they have to respect the anthem, but you don't have to respect it?
Well, it's your show.
Well, obviously.
Well, I mean, look, we had the theory that you have a hairpiece, and it wasn't either...
Okay, now look, let's stop right there.
Okay.
I know that there has been a lot of speculation and procrastination as to why I left my hat on.
Right.
I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of talking about it. But I will give you a world exclusive.
Okay.
I have... for the past 53 years, worn what you might call a toupee.
A toupee?
Right, a toupee. And they're very expensive toupees, and they look very good. They're very natural now. On that particular day, Roosevelt was out of town on assignment, and one of his duties and jobs, as well as duties, is to have a fresh toupee on my bedside styrofoam head.
Man.
Every morning when I wake up.
There it
that
is.
That way I always have a fresh toupee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since Roosevelt was out of the county at the moment with a shovel and a roll of carpet he had to get rid of, I didn't have a fresh toupee that morning. And I wear disposables. Diapers and toupees.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And so I throw him away at the end of the day.
Mm.
Well, he was gone. I didn't have a new toupee. So I had to grab my trucker cap and head on out there. And it's very unfortunate that I got caught with my scalp down during an anthem.
Very unfortunate.
Now, I didn't even know we were going to do the anthem. I thought that the only thing we had scheduled as far as musically was Jerry Jr. was going to do his tuba solo.
You thought that was going to be it.
Right. And then, lo and behold, there, get out there, and I start doing the anthem, and I put my little hand over my heart in a weird kind of T-Rex fashion.
Was weird.
And Steven leans over and tells me to take my hat off, and I tell him I can't do it.
Right, we thought yeah.
It's because of that there toupee thing.
No, that's too bad, but at least now we know and you have admitted.
Yeah, at least you've said something about it.
It's been made such a big deal of, and then that fat idiot Dale Hansen. That just gets him some more material to grandstand with.
That's right.
and go viral. Is it odd to anyone else that the National Moral Authority from Dallas turns out to be the guy known in Dallas as having the least amount of morals through this town? Isn't it amazing?
It's a little crazy, I guess.
This amazing magic trick that Dale Hansen's pulled off here. He can go on the air grandstand for 2.5 minutes and then gets invited on every national lesbian show there is.
Well, some people accuse you of pulling off a magic trick here and there.
No, the only thing I've ever pulled off was my toupee right before the anthem. And that's why I've corrected that problem. And from now on, I have a product called a permapelt that has been installed on my head. And I will never be caught with a hat on during an anthem because I got this permapelt toupee that will stay there for all time.
So not only do you have artificial turf down at your stadium, but now on top of your head.
Not only there, not only in the stadium and on top of my head, but around my groinal.
Oh, dear.
I got a permapelt merkin as well.
Oh, my goodness.
While I was there.
All right. Well,
so are you happy? You happy now you found out?
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, I guess, for you. But, yes, I'm glad we know the story now.
Good, good. You just go on. You make fun of Jerry all you want to. But I tell you one thing, George. I'll be standing over your grave. I'll see you 6 feet under before I'm dead.
Oh, wow.
Good Lord.
Oh, man.
It took an ugly turn.
And that's not a threat, but I'm going to kill you.
Don't do that.
All right. Well, then you don't talk about my toupee anymore.
Okay,
Jerry,
I won't.
Out.
Okay, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah from Oxnard.